And so what we're doing now is we're just trying to, what, as you and I stand there, you can see them waking up and they're going out and they're starting to collect the very first pollen. I'm lucky here, I've got a willow tree where they're starting to take pollen. We've lots of gorse and the pollen is to feed the young. And then as soon as there's enough new bees, the bees that have overwintered will start dying out. And then everything in Ireland is set by St. Patrick's Day. Hey, so everybody says to me, after St. Patrick's Day, you can then open it up and check that the queen is laying comfortably and she's got enough space and all of that kind of stuff. Because the next thing is to then start giving her more space, the more bees, the more honey, blah, blah, blah. And to try and stop them from getting up and leaving and swarming. You know, that's the biggest issue, really. Mm.
So they're not your friends, but you still need to look after them to a certain degree.
Yeah, certainly. And so I've been feeding this lot all over winter, the four colonies. The little one that didn't come through the winter was a tiny colony. And realistically, I should have shaken them together with another bigger one and they would have survived. But they had a queen there and I thought, oh, we'll see how far we can go. And they didn't last. She didn't come through the winter properly. They all died out, badly. But on the top of the hives that you can see there now is a fondant, which is a bit like icing sugar, that kind of fondant stuff you wrap over marzipan cakes in the top. So I've been feeding them over the winter so that they can get through it. And what we'll do now is slowly swap that out and they can start getting their own feed. So, you know, looking after them really is to keep them safe, you know, from things knocking them over or badgers or cows and stuff like that. And then obviously when you're managing them, the idea is to try to do as little damage yourself as you're moving them around. You know, beehives, as you see them, and the classical description of a beehive is so that we can get the honey, and it's not anything a bee would choose, you know, given its own volition. They live in trees and rock caverns and things like that, you know. So the hive is really for beekeepers. It's not for bees, you know.
Talk us through the lessons that you'll be giving. I know they're starting on the 18th of March. What can people expect? And I know you said that it's an 8-week course.
Yes. And I tried to stress, or I will be stressing with them, that doing the lessons doesn't make you a beekeeper. You know, it's not like, I don't know, an accountancy exam or something like that. Is that so? And I've stated that this is an introduction into beekeeping, is to say to people, this is what beekeeping entails. Now, at the beginning, the idea is just to give a very brief overview of the history of beekeeping and little things that we know from the past and why we do the things that we do, the design of hives and why they are and who's responsible for that and all that kind of stuff. And then to try and explain that a bee colony is a very intrinsically interconnected thing, and all the elements that need to be managed and maintained and put in the right place in order to maintain the colony, you know. And to say, now, people come to beekeeping for so many reasons. There's a lot of people who come to beekeeping because they simply want to save the pollinators of the world, you know. This is and Ireland has a lot of that, particularly with the conversation that you'll have heard on the radio about the Irish black bees and the importing of bees and all this kind of stuff, you know. It's seen as being a good reason just to keep bees is so that we always have lots of pollinators, you know. And there are detractors from that who say, well, maybe you shouldn't, maybe because then the bees compete with bumblebees and all this kind of stuff. So it's to try and give people a general overview of what beekeeping entails. Because the truth is, when I did the course, and then I got the first hive, which is actually the one on the left as you look at it, I suddenly realized how unprepared I was for what was going to happen next, you know. And then I got them, and then the queen said, oh, I've had enough now, and she picked up and she took half the bees off with them, and I was like, oh, bugger, you know. And it was really, it doesn't make you a beekeeper, and it won't make you a beekeeper, but it should give people an idea of, do I really want to do this? And to try and get across to them that why you do it is as important as what you do next. You know, if you are a commercial beekeeper, then these are probably the things you should look at. And if you just want to do, you know, my long hive, which is the one on the left here, is much more a kind of hobbyist style hive, and it's there because I just wanted to have lots of bees and keep them around, you know. But if you're a fruit farmer, you probably want to have bees around because they do the pollinating and all this kind of stuff. And then we go through all the specifics about the diseases that bees suffer from and how we're supposed to treat them. And some diseases in Ireland and the UK, you have to tell the government if you find them in your hives. You need to go and tell them because it's very bad for us if we get it. And so it's to talk about that, you know, about these are the hygienic things you need to do if you're going to look after bees. Because it is very easy to get a colony of bees and to just leave them and do nothing, you know, and just say, right, this is all there is to it. But if you want to do it and be responsible about it, then here's some stuff you should probably go away and think about before you decide to get bees, you know.
How can people get in touch with yourself to sign up to those classes?
One is that there is the Facebook link, which they can go to, which is the Sligo and Leitrim Beekeeping Association Facebook page. And then my email address on that is just educationslba@gmail.com, and they can write to me and get to hold of me from there.